Yo, hey.
Matters podcast. We have a special guest today. His name is Karthik, and he is somebody who was not totally convinced of if the earth is flat or not. So, okay, Karthik, let's start. What are your questions? Why are we here
today? Hey, so the basic question is, why would they lie to us? Like,
exactly. The first question, same thing, you know, into this flat earth mess. The only thing I needed to understand was, why would they lie to me? What? How does the shape of the earth matter? Right?
Yeah.
So this is a whole topic in itself. So once you start researching what flat earth is, it becomes extremely clear, because as I always maintain, flat earth is the heart of all conspiracies.
Mm.
So if they can lie to you about the shape of the earth, they can lie to you about virtually anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So why the shape of the earth matters so much is because it's basically what our perceptions are of the whole planet, of what we think is real, right?
Mm.
So you ask anybody on down the street and you tell them, hey, what do you think the shape of the planet is? And they're obviously going to tell you that it's a ball. And most of their ideas or most of their thoughts and feelings about what life is founded upon the very fundamental notion of the shape of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't understand that, let's say a lot of people believe that they're really tiny and really insignificant in the grand scheme of things.
Mm.
And once they put you in this state of awareness where you have no, you think everything is meaningless and everything has no purpose, where just this one planet and the whole thing, it makes you easier to control. That's the whole point. The point mm-hmm. is, the whole conspiracy is to keep you in this limited state of awareness where you don't know anything and you think you know, where you don't even know you're a slave. You think you're a free man.
Mm.
And that's the biggest lie that they've told you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is, we believe that we're free.
So how do you think they're controlling us? Like, in what way are they controlling us?
So once you control the information that people receive,
mm.
you control their perception. Right? Mm. That's how it works. So you have autonomy of the information. That means you have autonomy of complete public perception. So our whole ideas of what life is based solely on the amount of information that we know.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
If all I'm saying is, if everybody finally knew that the earth was flat, it would drastically change how we would view everything. Like, just in my personal life, just how I see everything now is completely changed, because I've been lied to my entire life. And how can I trust anything now? Honestly, how can I trust anything now that the globe propaganda is so much? And now that I know the earth, what do I even believe? So, yeah, it's very scary for people.
Mm-hmm. So how do you explain gravity in the flat earth model? I just read some article that said the earth moves at 9.8 meters per second.
The acceleration due to gravity is 9.8 meters per second. Yeah, that is verifiable and testable, but that does not mean that there has to be an imaginary force pulling everything down. Okay, so if you really want to get into the depths of what gravity is, a lot of flat earthers will tell you that gravity isn't real at all, and everything can be explained in simple density and buoyancy, which kind of makes sense. I mean, all they're saying is you don't need a force, you just, things fall down because they're heavier than what's surrounding
them. That's happening because of gravity, isn't it?
That's what you think. That's what other people think. You don't need a force to explain why a thing is falling down. All people are saying is things fall down because they're heavier than other objects.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in order to explain that, gravity is the concept. So I don't believe that gravity isn't real. I'm not saying gravity is fake. I'm saying gravity is actually not what we think it is. And it's merely static electricity. And when I say static electricity, I mean it's attraction of positive and negative subatomic particles, or attraction of a dipole.
Mm.
You know what a dipole is, right? So
mm.
when these tiny particles, so everything has atoms in it. So when there's a small offset in the positive and negative charge, there's a difference in polarity. So things fall down because they're following the path of least resistance.
Mm.
So the positive attracts the negative. So things fall down because they're going into a state of equilibrium. Now, that's what I've understood from the electric universe model. So if you want to understand more on what gravity really might be, head over to Wall Thornhill's extensive research about the electric universe. I think it's something really fantastic, and it's something that's worth noting.
All right. What about the fact that there are satellites and people have been to space and all of that?
Yeah, satellites. So the main obstacle for flat Earth is the whole idea of satellites, because once you see that there's satellites, once you think that satellites exist, that destroys the whole flat Earth model. Because you think that there is actually these man-made robots orbiting the planet and they're giving you all of this information. But in reality, when people ask me about satellites, all I ask them to do is send me a photo of a real-life satellite in space. That's all. If you can Google one real-life image of a satellite out in space, I'm going to agree. I'm going to say, okay, man, you show me a satellite. I take back everything I've said. The Earth is possibly a globe now. But the truth is, there's not a single image on the internet of a real-life photo of a satellite out in space. Everything you see is computer-generated bullshit. And people think that it's
the live feed from the ISS.
ISS. That's definitely not the ISS. First of all, if you want to get into what the ISS actually might be, it's a huge hoax. The whole thing's staged. Because there's lots of videos on YouTube on how they're faking gravity and how they're manipulating people into believing they're actually out in space, but they're not. So the ISS, what it might be, is just an airplane up there really high, taking footage from there, but you actually think that it's the International Space Station. And they use fisheye lens to make the Earth seem curved.
Oh.
When in reality, it's not. That's just my opinion.
So how far does this go? How many people have the knowledge, have the actual knowledge? Because there are a lot of workers in this space, you know, the space for research organization.
Sure. NASA, Japanese, Russia, ESA, all of these are extremely renowned space agencies, and people give a lot of credibility to these companies, right? Because we think it's an official company that they're giving you actual information. But all of them are lying to you. That's what I'm saying. They're all corroborating together to keep this big secret.
Why aren't there a lot of whistleblowers? I'm sure there are a lot of employees in NASA.
There are whistleblowers. So the whole thing, how the Illuminati works is hierarchy, right? So there's a triangle, and there's very specific sections of the triangle. So you don't need to keep a secret if other people don't know about it. So you compartmentalize the idea on the secret so it doesn't get out there. And so the lie is perpetrated even in the space agencies. So all of these space agencies, they believe that the Earth is globe because they're working for the company. But you go to the higher ups,
top
the
1%. Owners,
the elite, they will tell you that the Earth is flat. There's actual Freemasons that's come out on YouTube talking about how all high degree Freemasons believe that the Earth is flat. That's just another thing that really got to me. When Freemasons are out there telling you the Earth is flat, you know there's something to this.
So give me more about Freemasons. Who are these people?
That's a whole other story in itself. So Freemasonry, at its essence, is Luciferian or satanic, right? So it all started on from Satan. I mean, it sounds stupid, but it's real. Satan is real, and it comes down from there. And there's the Brotherhood, and then there's all of these other secret societies.
So I assume that you're religious. Is this your religious belief that the Earth is flat?
Yeah, I'm definitely not religious. I believe the Earth is flat because of the scientific experiments that have been verified on YouTube. And I use my own senses of discernment. I don't need other people to tell me what to believe, because I can believe whatever I want to believe. Also, it doesn't matter what we believe. what I think or what you think or what anybody else thinks about the shape of the Earth does not affect what the Earth actually is, right? So we can all agree that the Earth is either flat or it's a globe. It's a dichotomy. It's right there. It's either flat or it's a globe. So I think we can all agree on that. We can come to that common ground where we believe that it's either one of these two, and the truth will, the truth doesn't need anybody to believe in it. It can be tested. It can be verified. It can speak for itself. So what do you have trouble understanding? Why do you still, of all these information that I've given you, why are you still on the edge?
Yeah, it's difficult to digest the fact that I've been lied to my entire life.
Exactly.
And yeah, I don't want to sound like a douchebag in front of society, basically. I don't know how you handle that. Like, how do you handle that kind of mockery?
Ridicule,
yeah.
See, what this whole coming out of the flat earth closet has taught me is that you should not care about what other people think, because people can be manipulated like this. Like, people, their whole perceptions of what life is not their own. It's something that's been passed down to them generation to generation, right? So their parents tell you, all of our parents think that the earth is globe because they've had the same indoctrination everybody goes through. This goes back centuries. This whole thing. So the first globe was invented in 1700s. That was the only time the globe was ever there. Back then, in the ancient people, all of them knew the earth was flat. Then they're not stupid. The ancients are not stupid like we believe. We've actually devolved from what earth was actually like.
I was explaining the flat earth model to one of my friends, and the whole ice wall thing was kind of
ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yes, same thing. Well, so why don't you believe that there's an ice wall? There's plenty of videos and photo evidence out there. So what's so hard to believe? If you don't believe the ice wall exists, just Google it. There's a approximately 200 feet ice wall surrounding the entirety of the globe. I just said globe by mistake. See how conditioned I am.
That's how you're programmed.
The world is a globe, yeah. Yeah, there's an ice wall that surrounds the flat earth.
Okay, so there are two poles. So the one in the middle is the north pole.
Yes.
Okay, and the ice wall is the south pole.
Everywhere that's not the north pole is the south pole. Okay, so the north pole is in the center of the earth, which is where all compasses point to. That's why circumnavigation works. I believe circumnavigation cannot work on a globe model, because compasses always point to north, and it's a flat plane. It can be easily explained by using your own compass and a magnet. You can take a magnet, take a compass, you know, take the compass around the magnet, and you'll see the needle always points towards the magnet. The south pole is everywhere around the north pole, or that's what the flat earth model proposes.
So you're saying this is a disc magnet, right? So a flat earth is a disc magnet.
It's the earth is, I can't say the earth is a magnet, but it is exists within a toroidal magnetic field. Like, this goes into the whole hollow earth theory and all of that.
So this is basically geocentric. The earth is the center.
Oh yes, yes, exactly. So what, this is complete 180 from the heliocentric.
Yeah.
I want you to believe that you're insignificant and you're tiny and nothing matters. But what the flat earth, it's actually kind of beautiful. It says that this is actually it. We're it. It's Tattvamasi. It's, there is nothing more than this. The earth is a closed system. And there's further to prove this is, you think the earth is a planet, but I'm saying the earth is the whole universe, and all the planets and stars revolve around this flat plane.
So right? even the sun and the moon, they're inside.
They're inside the dome. Yes, the sun is local. So yeah, that's extremely hard to believe until you find out what crepuscular rays are. So crepuscular rays prove that the sun is local and closed. And we can use sextants to, you know, actually find out the distance. So sextants actually prove that the earth is flat and the sun is not actually 93 million miles away. I would say it's what people tell me is that it's actually around 3,000 miles high. That's what we think. It's actually just, it's right where you think it is. It's right where your senses tell you it is. And the sun and moon are the same size and the same height. And they're both self-illuminating objects. The moon does not reflect the light of the sun.
Oh. Oh, then how do you explain the phases of the moon then?
The phases of the moon is a very controversial topic as there's still a lot of research going on about this. But the basic theory is that the moon and the sun rotate over the flat earth and the moon is a little bit faster than the sun. So each day, this moon goes a little bit ahead of the sun. Okay, and at one point, the sun and moon completely converge. It's not converge, it's like they...
What's the word I'm looking for? Sort of.
Yeah, they come in the same line of sight, and that's what an eclipse is. So people want you to believe that the sun is exactly 400 times bigger and the moon is exactly 400 times farther away from the sun, which is why we see a perfect, you know, eclipse. But it can be easily explained by saying they're the same size.
So do you believe in God? Do you think there's a creator to all of this?
Oh, I think I'm forced. Now that I'm a complete believer of this flat earth model, I am sadly forced into believing that there has to be a creator for this, because what if we're on, it's a snow globe, right? All I'm saying that the earth is a snow globe and escape from this. What if we're on somebody's desk and that's the creator? So nobody knows if God exists or not, but we can say that we exist and earth exists and we can do a lot of science and actually, you know, believe the things that we do. So science is the key. Science is the answer to everything. Not God, not blind belief, not scientism, but actual real rigorous science that can be verified, that can be repeated over and over again. That's where we need to base our beliefs on.
What about satellite communication, Amok? How do you...
Satellites aren't real. That's what I'm telling you. So you don't even need GPS to locate your location, right? How do you think people used location services before GPS was there? It's called triangulation. You triangulate your signal from the cell towers that give you your information. You don't need satellites. So they say it's GPS that's actually giving you, and that is true. But I'm saying you don't need GPS for locating your signal. It works on basic principle of triangulation. And the whole GPS thing can be explained by ionospheric reflections of signals. You don't need like satellites. Okay, let's continue the conversation from the satellite thing. I think it got interrupted. So how the flat earth thing explains satellites is that it's actually being bounced off the dome, and that's what satellites are. All I'm saying, the challenge for everybody listening is try to find out a real life image of a satellite. See if you can see it. What's up, Karthik?
Hey, hello. Hey.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, what did you say? Sorry.
No, never mind. I was just going on about how satellites aren't real and it's actually signals being bounced off the dome. You can find a YouTube a whistleblower coming out, actually explaining how it works. He's a satellite engineer that came out to. The earth is flat and that satellites aren't really real.
So what about these people like Chris Hadfield and all of these guys who are actually in space, and then they show you how to eat and drink and shit and all that stuff?
Okay, I'll tell you how space is faked. They do it using three means. The first mean is using zero gravity planes. So what a zero G plane does is it goes really high and then it nosedives. The effect of being
Yeah,
in
but that's just for a few seconds, I've heard.
Secondly, they can do it using CGI. Okay? They have
Yeah, gravity was pretty convincing, yeah.
Oh yeah, it was almost indistinguishable from
Yeah.
reality. Yeah, so thirdly,
Reality.
what they do is they use invisible wires and harnesses. When I say invisible, it's just not visible in the frame. They use masking techniques to hide the wires, but they're really not doing a good job because you can see how fake it is. You can see how NASA fake and zero gravity explanation. There's a video of there was a live feed from the supposed ISS where they were testing out an experiment for zero gravity, and it was just a hoop and a ball. Okay, so we're on Earth, when you place the ball in the hoop, it comes rolling down. And they explain it using gravity. So if you go up in space and you have the same thing, the ball is going to keep rolling up and down. It's not going to stay in one position because there is no gravity, right? This was a very simple experiment, and it was asked to perform on the ISS, but they said they couldn't perform it live, and they did it behind a blue screen, and they did it using CGI.
Can I find this online? Is this on YouTube?
This is on YouTube. This is official NASA. They claimed that they couldn't do this live for whatever reason, but they did in fact do it later behind a blue screen.
So you're saying all these people online are basically paid actors? Chris Hadfield.
Astronauts are Freemasons. There cannot be an astronaut if they're not Freemasons because they're sworn into secrecy, right? So you cannot be an astronaut unless you become part of the fraternity, part of the brotherhood. So it's a huge lie. Everybody's lying to you. They're not really out in space. There is no space. They're just here. They're faking it using underwater tanks. You know how they fake spacewalks? And they do it underwater, and it's so pathetic. You see bubbles rising
Bubbles,
up.
yeah, I've seen those
Yeah,
videos.
and when Buzz Aldrin, not Buzz Aldrin, when these astronauts were asked during a live conference, and they asked, "What about the bubbles rising up?" They were completely befuddled. They were stumped. They're like, "I don't know what you're talking about," and trying to like divert from the topic. So it's really out there. It's not something that they're doing it well, but somehow it works. The globe model works. Somehow we all believe that the Earth is actually a spinning ball when there's actually, in fact, is no evidence of curvature. There's no evidence of spin. There's no evidence of axis. There's no evidence of depth. Oceans always find level. Water never curves. That's just one of the proofs.
That is true.
Dynamics works on the idea that water always finds level. You can test this by yourself. You can go home, take water in a bowl, try tilting it. You'll find out that water always seeks level. So how are we to believe? So the Earth is 70% water. How are we to believe that it's all magically sticking to the center because of this imaginary force that we can't
Can
really explain?
gravity explain that? Can
That's what
I
they
think
want you to
gravity?
think. They want you to think that gravity is somehow magically holding all the oceans in place, and it's curving the sea. Yeah, no, they can't even explain what gravity is. Once you ask a scientist, there's videos of Neil deGrasse Tyson who thinks the Earth is pear-shaped, by the way. That when asked about gravity, he says we don't. straight up that they don't know what gravity is, but they still want you to believe that it curves all the oceans in. It's pretty pathetic.
So, and you're telling me all the pictures of globe Earth are basically doctored.
Show me a real life photo of space, of Earth from space. Use your senses of discernment. Tell me if you can find a real life photo of Earth from space. Because if you can show me that, then that puts an end to everything. That puts an end to all of this. There would be no debate if there was a real life photo of Earth or satellites or any of these things. Show me the curvature. That's all I ask.
So where do you think all the money is going? I'm pretty sure we spend over multiple billion dollars over space research and stuff.
NASA's daily budget is $53 million.
That's
the amount of money that they get per day, and they give us the CGI images. They give us all of this bullshit that we are expected to believe. Because it is authoritarian. It's like you have to believe what we say because what we're telling you is science. That's what they want you to think. But it's actually scientism. It's a religious cult. They call flat earthers a religious cult. It's actually the other way around. I think flat earthers they're also pretty cult mentality. You know, a lot of these flat earthers are really no different from what the other globe believers are because.
Including yourself?
Yeah, including myself. As I said, there is no original thought that I can call my own. All I am is a parrot. I'm just parroting out the information that's out there. And if it makes sense to me, and I broadcast it. That's all I'm doing.
So you're saying you're still programmed?
I'm still programmed. There is no escape from the program.
That's really hard to digest for someone like me.
Our perceptions of what reality is cannot be experienced. We don't know what real is because we experience reality through our thoughts.